Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome back to Die Party Omen, week number 16. Oh man, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons. Guys, we had a great idea, and I want to share it with everyone. Actually, it's Graham's idea, and I'm going to broadcast it live so that we can use it as a copyright evidence that Graham came up with the idea. Guys, I want you to imagine a world where there's a role-playing game out there called Dungeons in Dragons. So basically, you find a dragon, you climb inside of it, and then you do a dungeon inside of the dragon.
I've already been inside of a dragon.
Money.
So big that they swallow dungeons for sustenance.
That's right. Where's the entrance? There's two.
And it's like one dungeon and one partially dissolved other dungeon gets smooshed together and like on top of each other and stuff. There's some rooms are sideways.
Yeah. You walk down a hallway, its squishy exterior fills you with dread as much as it fills you with feces.
The uvula.
That's right. Guys, welcome back. We're here for another week of this fantastic game we've got going on. Let's go around and introduce all the players. Up first, we have none other than Mr. Sheep Doodoo himself. Sheep Doodoo Gaming, what up, sir?
Hello.
I'm Sheep Dog.
Do you have a Twitch hat?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
It's nice. I like it. It's a trucker hat. They don't sell it anymore. It's old and it's rare. So.
You're such a fucking hipster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man.
What have I been doing?
I'll suck Twitch's cock. What's up? Anyway, you playing games? What have you been playing?
Yeah. We did our board games. That was fun.
Coup is the greatest. Graham, have you played Coup?
It didn't sound familiar.
You should play Coup. I think you'd be a master at Coup. No one can tell if
Graham would do well with that game.
Yeah. C-O-U-P?
C-O-U-P, yeah.
Sounds familiar.
It's very old. It's a very old game. They recently remade it, so it's probably...
It's like a hidden identity type thing. It's good.
Yeah.
Playing Mark of the Ninja. I'm doing a 7-day series on that.
Mark of the Ninja is so good. I can't replay that game though because it's so good. You play the stealth game all the way through, and you just like, damn.
My first video, I spent trying to figure out how to do the stealth kills because it's got like an arrow and then a clicky mouse, and I was like, okay, direction and click the mouse, and I was like, no, that doesn't work.
You got to press it in time. I think I can't remember.
You've got to hold it down and then move it in the direction the arrow is, which was what was confusing me. I played Darkest Dungeon. Been doing a series on that too.
Did you bring me into the team? I'm actually in the game. Did you invite me in?
I haven't yet. No.
Go to the caravan. Right.
Yeah.
Press enter. Type Henley.
Okay.
And I'll show up. And
he'll show up.
I'll show up.
I'll do that for maybe the next episode.
Yep. I kill
Henley every time I summon him. It's not on purpose, but I just have bad luck when it comes to Darkest Dungeon.
I'm a great crusader, man. If you're worried about light, I'm your man. I'll fix that shit. You just gotta not be trash.
That's trash.
You just gotta not be trash.
I'm terrible at that game.
Speaking about trash.
Aww.
Let's go to Floof Knight, who's self-admitted trash.
I am self-admitted trash. I have been trash because I have been playing Ark obsessively over the last few days. I did try out Final Fantasy XIV. I think I'm going to give it a go when Stormblood comes out.
That's the MMO, yeah? I keep asking the same fucking question. That's the MMO. Yes. I remember playing Final Fantasy when that game came out, and it was like... I've still got that, like... The jar that it came. I got the special edition because I was like, yeah, MMOs. I do this thing every time an MMO comes out. I'm like, yeah, MMOs. And then I never fucking play them. But you know, now that I'm a full-time streamer, I actually have time to fucking play a game. It's kind of like how I never played Ark for more than 20 hours. And now I'm like, yo, I'm so deep in Ark.
You got any more of those dinos?
Yeah.
Got any more of those dinos, man?
Yeah. Been doing that. 14. GTA Gunrunner update coming out when we'll play that when it comes out. That's basically it so far. That's all I got to play. I don't know, only three major game updates. That's all.
Okay. Major game updates out of the way. Let's talk to Brian, aka Lord Spooter.
What is up? That's I like my. Is that like a rise in rank for me? I'm a lord now. Is
no,
that
how it works? I was talking to Sheepdog, and we were talking about you, and I said, except for you know Spooter. I'm like, oh my god, Spooter's a great name. So that's maybe, where that came from. So.
Well, you know, maybe I'll change my Twitch name to Spooter, but I don't know. I don't want to fall into the
dude.
The
yeah.
Sheep the sheep daddy do what's my name game. So.
I mean, people probably know who I am more now that I'm Daddy Sheep Do.
Daddy Sheep Do? Is that what it is now?
Yeah, I think it
okay.
is.
Okay.
It is what it is.
What were you his... complaining that you couldn't find your own Twitch channel? Only Henley's came up and typed it into your browser?
Yeah, yeah, that is like every time I type in Twitch, it's like, yeah, your channel doesn't exist, but Henley's is everywhere.
Yeah.
So like now when I go to Twitch, I go to Henley's channel first and then to mine.
Guess how old my Twitch account is?
3 years.
500 years.
I'm going to say 6 years.
16 years.
9 years old.
A million years.
I 2008, man.
Fucking early adopter.
Yeah, man. Back when Justin no. TV was a thing, you know?
Oh, wow. I do remember. I remember broadcasting our first show on Twitch and Justin TV at the same time.
That's right, yeah.
I've been playing more Gwent because I have a problem.
Wait, hang on. Are you playing Gwent or is Gwent playing you?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. But here's my only problem with it. Now, granted, it's still in beta, but
my only problem with it is that it's taken my wallet and it won't give it back.
Well, I haven't spent any money. I'm still free to play, thank God. Okay. But my only problem with the game is that it's got that great coin flip mechanic to start the game.
Ting.
However, if you go second in that game, my win percentage is like 70% going second. Going first, it's like 30%. And it's Whoa. I'm not the only one. Yeah, I'm not the only one to complain about that. Because the thing with Gwent is you get a limited number of cards in
your hand yeah.
throughout the entire game, right?
Yeah.
So one of the best strategies is to
go second.
Go second because if that guy goes first, now he's got, let's say, 7 cards, I've got 8. Even if I'm losing, I just pass. And now I've got an advantage for the next 2 rounds.
That's fucking insane.
Because I have more cards.
So if he like puts out a big one at the start, he's just like, fuck him, man. Fucked, you can yeah. have that round. I don't give a
right,
fuck.
Right, yeah, yeah. So one thing that I've heard that they are thinking of changing is maybe giving player one either an extra card to start or an extra card to mulligan. Because like in the first round, you can mulligan 3 cards. So maybe mulliganing 4 cards if you're player one or getting an extra card dealt to you if the coin flip goes your way.
I mean,
way,
most card games, the person who goes first gets
something extra.
Yeah, they like. Yeah. Well, I mean, if in Magic the Gathering, it's a speed issue, right?
Right.
So
there's
you
no
don't,
speed
you,
issue in Gwent. You can play whatever the fuck you want whenever you want.
Yeah. So
which is great.
In Magic, you don't get to draw on your first turn.
Right. First, exactly.
But. Second gets a draw and they get to and whatever, so it makes up for the fact. But
right, so that's my biggest issue. Honestly, everything else about the game is fantastic. They're still working on balancing issues and things like that, and blah blah blah. But the mechanics are so different than any card game out there that it really is something that I can see sticking with.
I actually saw. Sheep, you were playing the new Legends game, yeah?
Yeah.
It crashes on my computer. It won't let me play it.
What is that like? Is that basically just Hearthstone except fucking Elder Scrolls?
Yeah.
But it's got like 2 lanes of combat or something, though.
It's nothing.
You remember a time when people were like, yo, Magic the Gathering's making a lot of money, let's do that, and then Blizzard's like, let's do something different, and everyone's like, yo, Blizzard's making a lot of money, let's
fucking do that. But that's why, like, Gwent is so different than Hearthstone or Magic.
It's so different. If you play Magic, you can't play anything else. That's pretty much how that works. Like, you try and play Hearthstone, you fucking can't. The only difference is that the online is significantly better in like games designed to be online. Like, you try to play Magic online, sure. It's like fucking shoot me. Because I didn't play this right card at this right phase, and there's fucking 17 phases that I have to go through in order to find the right phase that it goes in.
I've started a playthrough of Dark Cloud, which I'd never played, and Dark Cloud is fucking fun as shit.
Yeah, go on. Keep talking.
What is Graham doing?
He's playing Mario. Just let him do it.
Here,
expand and enlarge. Okay, good. Go. Continue.
Yeah, there he is.
Continue.
I can almost hear the music in my head.
Keep going. We'll keep going.
That's pretty much what I've been.
Nice. Yeah.
Still doing the podcast and all that, which is actually the podcast I do with my dad has been gaining a lot of popularity lately. I don't know if that's due to the folks that watch us here or just randomness, but if you guys that are watching this or listening to that podcast, it's appreciated because it's blowing up, which is nice.
Nice. And last but not least, we go to Graham. Graham, what have you been playing these past couple of days?
These past couple of minutes.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah,
I've been reading books.
How's that fidget spin working out?
That's okay.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I've been
reading books.
Yeah. Hey, they released that new the Name of the Wind Chronicle.
Rothfuss.
No, I don't think it's that guy. Actually, it might be the... Oh, what's it fucking called?
Well, he did Name of the Wind.
Yeah, it wasn't Name of the Wind. I'm getting confused with something else. There was another fantasy novel guy who made, like, the Joker and... No. Oh, I don't fucking know. Anyway, is it going to bother me because I read... Here's the thing about books, man. I started reading a lot of fantasy books when I was moving from Australia to America because I was like, yep. No computer for 7 months. Sweet, what am I going to do? Fucking, and I read all these books, and there was like, third book coming soon. And then like, it was literally a decade ago, and now that book has come out, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm never going to read that. So, I don't know. Hey, how did you? Shit, what are you reading? Tell me what you're reading.
So the most important work in the field of food science on food and cooking.
What is
just about how food works. I mean, pick a food.
Bananas.
Pick another food.
Pick a real food, Dave. Still looking at bananas? Nice.
Here's the question. How do you eat bananas? Do you eat them, you know, straight on, or do you eat it like corn on the cob?
What?
I'm straight on. Straight on.
What?
Straight
on?
Yeah.
You eat it like a fucking...
Like a banana?
I'm straight on. You know, the phallic shape and everything. I don't care. It's a banana.
I slide that fucking...
I was talking to a girl I know recently, and she said one of the things that she doesn't do anymore is eat bananas normally because she feels like guys look at her weird. So she literally started eating bananas like corn on the cob. And I looked at her, I was like, you are fucking insane.
Bite that shit. Look him straight in the eye.
Because, yeah, assert your dominance and eat it like a goddamn penis.
So hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Do any of you guys, when you see a lady eating a banana like a normal person, you just go, oh yeah, suck that fucking
not
banana.
Once.
Like,
no.
No?
Not
it's all I ever do. I go to the shops specifically to stare at women while I eat bananas.
Like, I can just imagine, like, some slow-mo... Like, here's what I'm seeing. A rap video. Mm-hmm. Bright colors. Like, a Drake video or something like that. And a girl's, like, peeling a banana. And there's, like, Drake in the background, like, watering a garden or something. Right? And she goes, puts a banana in her mouth. And he just tilts the hose up like a cock and sprays water everywhere. Like... You know what I mean? Like, it makes no fucking sense. But whatever, it's a rap video. Anyway. What do you got?
Plantain are used for two broad and overlapping categories for the many varieties of these fruits. Bananas are generally sweet dessert varieties, and plantains are starchy cooking varieties. Bananas are very sweet when ripe. Their nearly 20% sugar content exceeded only by dates, while ripe plantains may be only 6% sugar and 25% starch. The pulp of these fruits is colored by carotenoids, plantain varieties often more noticeably, and tannins often make the unripe pulp astringent. So it's about food science. It's
fuck about food. Yeah, man. Excellent.
I didn't know that only dates had more sugar. That's interesting.
That's what I'm reading on the plane.
Some kid next to you playing Pokemon, he's just like reading about, it's like, turn over, it's like, you know that only dates have more sugar than bananas, and he's just like, I caught a Charmander. He's like,
you're Charmander, shit. Get a job.
My family's tired of hearing about food fats.
I would never get tired of that. Anyway, Graham, let's get this party started. How about you introduce a new NPC who Gormong can talk to about food science? Because let's be real, I need that. I need that in my life. Yeah.
Well, when last we left our heroes, if we recall, Gags died. Like, actually died in the grand scheme of things.
I fucking killed the doppelganger.
Yeah. And Gormong killed Nega Gags. Mm-hmm. When he did, a column of blue light that stretched 20 million miles long into the heavens created this enormous beacon that then exploded into a bunch of little tiny shards, and the shards fell around the earth and yada, yada, yada. It was all very beautiful, and it was all very poignant. At the same time, one of those little shards flew across the ocean to where Gags was on the boat, on the ship, which Grant and Durimbor had stowed away on. Right?
Yeah.
And that caused him to wake up. Now, Gags, what that means is two things. One, you have a sort of like the arc reactor for Iron Man. You have this sort of pale blue light that emanates from inside your chest.
Okay.
When you wear clothes, it's covered up, but if you open your shirt a little bit, we can see this sort of pale blue white light coming out of your essence, okay?
Which I always do. I always kind of like
it. Well,
just a little bit.
Essence is also essence of the negative material plane. You are a magical being.
Okay.
Which means you don't have spell slots, but you can use all your cantrips freely.
Okay. Woo!
So can I snort, Gags? Yeah. Is he small enough to snort yet?
I'll let you snort it off my chest.
Yeah.
You have this sort of base level of magic that lets you do magical things with your cantrips.
Okay? I'm so jealous. Okay.
Awesome.
Second thing is, when you wake up, you're extremely angry. You are on the deck of the ship. You are laid out of this sort of crate, this sort of wood slab, with this blanket over you. And you were dead.
Right.
And for whatever reason, the Nega Party, the Nega Grant and the Nega Durimbor, decided that it was poignant to take your body for some nefarious purpose. And that makes you very angry, like very white-hot rage. So what do you do?
I stab a motherfucker in the eye.
I kind of flip the blanket off of me, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I don't like people messing with my body.
There's nobody around. Ship's empty.
No consent given.
I'm looking around. So what part of the ship am I on?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how naked is Gags right now?
He goes, clothes are soaked in blood.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of look down.
It's not like a morgue table where you're just like, well, I guess I'll use this blanket.
So I'm up at like the bow of the ship, basically.
you have a knife wound that goes from your like the base of your neck to the base of your spine because if you recall, Megagrant from the shadows fell down. He stabbed you in the back of the neck, and it went all the way through. You can feel this hole where your life essence should be, but it's gone, now replaced by this glowing shard of negative energy.
Holy fuck, you're actually immortal now.
You know, by every account, you should be dead, but you're not.
Okay. So when I kind of raise myself up on the bow of the ship, I want to look around, and do I notice or hear anyone around me at all?
Big perception check.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have eyes. Sorry. Yeah. Can't do that anymore.
I'm already missing an ear, and now I have a huge gash down my back. Yeah. Where is my perception? God damn it.
Does he still have blood flowing through his body, or is that gone too?
11.
11. You do see one thing. You see that when you guys were exploring originally, that huge crate that was down in the cargo hold is... Oh, actually, I guess that was just a Rimbor and Grant.
Never mind. I didn't see that.
But with your perception, you do notice you're in a different place now. You're actually in a different country.
Oh, that's right. So at the end of the last episode, basically everyone was getting off the ship, right?
Yeah. If you recall, based on your... I want you to make an investigation check also for me.
Okay. I'm good at those. 22.
Based on the surroundings and your ability to discern the situation, the mega party is either funding, selling things to, staffing the other side, the enemy, more or less, in this sort of war that's brewing. And they have apparently made a lot of money doing that because they were able to buy shit.
Okay.
But you are there on the ship. We are going to like crane shot from the ship over to the beach where Durimbor was hiding in the enormous crate filled with siege weapons.
Wait, am I the only person on a different continent now?
Yeah. It's gonna be trouble. We'll figure it out.
Talk about splitting the fucking party. You're on a whole other. You're in a whole other country.
Guys. I get to have my own adventure.
I'm going without problems.
But Durimbor, what do you do?
I did see
Grant's exhausted body. Remember?
Yeah, I saw them picking up Grant, and I have my hood on him. That's gonna be trouble because I don't think he can resist torture. He's gonna blab. I could just kill him now.
As far as you can tell, the dock master's quarters. Just like throw him inside.
He's inside there. I want to just like mosey on over and I want to check the door if they've locked him in or if it's open up.
Oh, okay. I see. No, the door's open. You see the dock master inside, just like doing paperwork.
Excuse me.
Oh yes, is this one yours?
Yes. Yeah, my friend gets very, very seasick and he wasn't able to rest well. If you don't mind, I'll take him off your hands. I'll take him to the inn.
I want to see him again.
Can do. Come on, Grant. Come on.
Yeah. As you're sort of leaving the dockmaster's quarters, you've got Grant in tow. You see the eternally small form and ever smaller form of Gags on the deck of the ship, alone and confused.
I'm just looking around like, what the hell?
Is that ever smaller? How did he get here? Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Can I see Durimbor from the ship?
No.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see any orcs, so Gormon's not here. Right. I'm gonna like plop Grant like against like a barrel or something, like he's like some drunk homeless man. Just plop him there. I try to make my way over to the dock, and I want to find like a stone or pebble, just peg Gags with it.
Okay. Well, there's could walk up there. There is a the ship is docked, so there's a gangplank.
Yeah, but I'd rather hit him with a rock.
You could be not an asshole and not throw a rock at him.
Hit him with a rock.
I'd rather hit him with a rock.
Make it ranged attack roll.
Sure.
Please crits. Yeah.
Oh, God. That'd be perfect. All right, man.
Was.
Gags, you're there looking around. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Gags. Gags. What
the? You gotta remember, it might be a small rock for you, but it's a fucking boulder for Gags.
It's like a boulder.
It's like getting.
Picks up a pebble, and it's like you threw a rock the size of like a softball at me.
It's half your body weight.
He's getting ever smaller, man. I swear to God.
Gags, I will tell you this. You don't have any of your equipment or any of your stuff.
You do hear a ringing.
Yeah, ring. That was the ringing. Yeah,
it's ringing after getting hit by that.
I'm like, what the fuck? So professional of me, right? I'll look down. I guess I see Durimbor at this point.
Yeah, there he is.
And I'm going to go down the gangway and be like, Durimbor,
Gags.
You won't believe what happened. I was captured by... So first of all, there are people that look just like us. Not just me, but you and Grant and Gormon.
Actually, he looks nothing like me, if you remember. He's scrawny he just looks like a bitch orc.
He looks just like Gormon. Don't listen to that disembodied voice.
Oh, I thought that was just the wind.
Not only that, Grant, the opposite Grant, basically ripped my back open. Look, and I show him the huge wound on the back of my neck. I know, right?
How are you walking?
Hole where Gags' spine should be.
And then now I'm awake.
I'm gonna touch it.
And fucking rocks are flying at me. I don't know what's going on.
That was me. I was trying to get your attention.
Why would you own up to that?
Why would you do that?
Hey, it was funny.
I thought we were friends.
Well, I had to make sure it was you. Nigga got
where are it. We? I don't think I've ever been where we're at right now. Where are we?
I don't know, but...
How did I get on the ship?
I wanted to ask you. So you don't know either. Okay.
They must have carried my body here for some nefarious reason.
Not unlikely. Let's go get Grant. He's passed out by the barrel.
Grant's here?
Yeah. We remember we were supposed to sneak into the ship and then scout out what was going on.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. I was dead.
And I'm just like, wait, if you're dead, then who's with Gormung? And I'm just like holding up the lifeless corpse of like the Gags. And I'm just like,
well, I think I accidentally killed him.
You do like a Weekend at Bernie's thing where you just like move his arms and shit. Like, I'm Gags.
I know. I like the idea. I drop you and then I just like sort of push you with my foot underneath like a fucking like. Like a barrel or something grade. Like that. Yeah, into an open sword.
He's like, hey, there you go. Get rid of that. Well, he's like the size of like a rat, right?
So, yeah, you're like, ew, gross. And just kick him into the sewer.
Okay, so.
But Gags, as you get off the ship, I need you to make a intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
Intelligence saving throw. This is a first for you.
23.
Nice.
All right. So you don't have any sort of adverse effects, but you detect something. Okay. Now, Ryan, do you remember what we talked about?
Yes.
Okay. So you detect that there is someone else nearby, within a mile of your location, who has also been affected by the negative energy shards.
Okay. More than one person, or just one?
Just one. You have an overwhelming sense that this is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, Gags is our compass now. We can put him in our pocket. And
you can feel this darkness seeping out of the sort of shard in your chest. And you know that because you're an adventurer, you have this incredible hardiness. And also because you're a player character.
Naturally.
But, That person who you're detecting is probably not so lucky.
Not so lucky, meaning...
He doesn't have your infinity for immortality.
Ah.
So is this a visual manifestation? Can I actually see this?
Yeah, you can see the glow. He didn't like if he had failed that intelligence save, he would have like grasped his head or like vomited or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no. Turn into a
so I'll say Drimbor, yeah. Wait, something. Whatever's affected me is affecting someone else. But yeah, they can't handle it like I can.
Are you glowing because you got stabbed? I thought that was just a joke.
I know I'm pregnant.
I don't know.
You went and had a stabbing, and because you're fit, you have this glow about you.
I'm pregnant.
I knew it.
Seven babies.
I knew it.
We have them tadpoles in a pool.
I thought we fixed that frog thing. I thought we fixed
Ribbit.
It.
Something bad has happened. That's all I can tell, is that something bad has happened. I shouldn't be alive. That's the first bad thing.
Oh, don't the dead talk should down stay dead. Like that.
No, the dead should stay dead.
Oh, you mean like that? Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Second of all, whatever's keeping me alive, mm-hmm. I have to fight to keep. It's a negative thing. It's some kind of negative energy.
There can only be one. There can only be one.
It's affecting someone else nearby, within a mile, which for our international audience is a little over a kilometer.
Is he talking to?
Well, I'm so glad over on this continent we use the metric system.
Yeah. What unit of measurement do they use in the country we're on now?
It's only in Barth that they use the Imperial metric system. Everywhere else in the entire world.
Is metric, yeah. Barth is so backwards, yeah.
Right. Can you tell where they are?
I don't know. Graham, can I tell exactly? Can I pinpoint?
You can tell direction, and once you get closer, you'll be able to tell. Yeah.
So what's cardinal direction?
So you guys right now... The beach faces the south, because remember, south is where Barth is.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking inland, probably just a few blocks into this coastal city.
Is it similar to the feeling you had with Megagegs?
No! Megagegs always felt like a nice warm blanket and homemade apple pie. This feels like something much worse.
Warm apple pie.
That's right. And if I may just say real quick, why did he fuck the pie in the kitchen where I could walk in? Why didn't he take it to his bedroom?
Look, man, we don't have to fucking, like, divulge into, like, plot
mechanics.
How old
is that movie? Jesus Christ.
I've always thought about that. If I was going to fuck a pie, I wouldn't do it in the kitchen. I would go to a bathroom, somewhere with a locked door. Anyway, sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
I mean, you didn't have to. But
you know what?
I really did.
We should do movie viewings where we just talk about how bad movies are. Can we just do that? Anyway, sorry.
Like
continue
right now.
Anyway.
We're in the middle.
Sorry.
Of the game. Right. So
yeah, I'll relay information to Drimbor. Can we wake Grant up? What the hell is wrong with him?
Exhaustion. He just didn't sleep on the boat. So, he's passed out. And a pile of garbage right now.
I mean, that seems about right, but I think we might need his help.
What is your guys' passive perception checks? Not Grant.
14.
18, 14. Graham. Can I see from the other country?
21. Like,
oh, shit,
Dave,
they're in trouble. Let me
telescope.
Just fucking
swim.
Hey, I got 20 strength, man. I could make that.
Actually, as you guys are having this conversation, you realize that something's happening because people have been slowly filtering out of the coast. Like, people are just kind of like wandering into town. There's like, you look up from your conversation and there's nobody around you. Everybody's gone. Everybody left.
What is this? Are we in a... I think we should go. This doesn't feel good. Everyone's gone.
I mean, do you want to carry Grant?
No, but I will.
Well, I'll drag Grant.
I'll drag him. Okay. Where you didn't see Gormung? I could really use Gormung here right now. You're like a zombie. And
this is the longest I've been without Gormung.
He's also like a zombie.
I like the idea that I'm in the other country and I'm just like sitting at a cafe, just being like, yeah, I'll have a croissant, please.
He's like,
milk tea.
I haven't been this relaxed in months.
And he's just like, don't worry, I've got change. I just got like a bag, like a chest next to me, just filled with gold. I was like, yeah.
So I want to lead. I'm going to ratatouille, in a sense, the Rimbor as he drags Grant towards the location of this signal.
Yeah, you're only like 3 inches tall, so yeah, you'll fit.
Yeah. And you start to realize that whatever's drawing the people away is the same thing that you're detecting.
Oh, so now are the people that are drawing away, when you say they're drawing away, are they going towards what I'm detecting, or are they spreading away from it?
They're going towards it. It's all sort of, something's converging, these people are converging in the center of town. You guys don't know where this town is, or what it's called or anything like that, but whatever this town is, some sort of inland.
Something's going on, Rimbor. I think it has something to do with what's going on with me. It isn't good.
Unlike that coastal town that you set sail from, this town is very developed. It's got like red Mediterranean style roofing. It's all very...
Ooh, it's like very Monaco?
Main cast iron fixtures, lanterns, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All very fancy. Now, when you guys sort of begin to approach, there is a gallows, place made for hanging people, erected in the middle of town. And people are standing around watching. They all look very blank in the face. They don't have much expression. You actually see, I guess Gags would recognize. You see the Nega Party on the other side of the crowd.
There they are. I tug on the Rimbor's pant leg. I'm like, that's the Nega Party. There's a really buff you. There's a super amazing controlled assassin killer Grant.
I don't
and
see
there's him. A little baby Gormung.
Yeah, you see Nega Gormung on Nega Durimbor's shoulders.
Sitting there like a fucking...
I thought that was Nega Gags.
Is he like a Grinch? Like,
I'm gonna steal Christmas.
On that day, Nega Gormong's heart grew 3 sizes.
He died.
It is formed around this erected gallows in the middle of town. You recognize the source of this signal that you're feeling, okay? There's a man who's wearing common clothing. He looks common. He doesn't look fancy. He doesn't talk or anything like that. But he's on the stage next to another man, a bearded man, looks very regal, dressed very fancily, and who has the noose around his neck. The fancy guy does.
Oh. Okay. So the guy with the noose on his neck isn't the one I'm sensing, it's the guy next to him.
Right. And the guy who you're sensing is giving this long diatribe about how, overthrowing the government, this is the ruler of this town and he needs to be made to pay and everybody's going to believe me. He's proselytizing some sort of ideology that you're not being around so long, you're not so sure on. But clearly something is happening. And at that point, as he's kind of giving this speech, you guys start to feel this sort of compulsion coming over you. I need all three of you guys, including Grant. Grant, I'm giving you disadvantage, right? Because you're exhaustion.
Yes.
I need you guys all to make saving throws of... Hold on. You guys realize that whatever he's saying, it's manifesting as a spell with an effect.
Ah,
I need you guys to take wisdom saving throws.
Fuck, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
God damn it! No!
Why is Gormung making wisdom saving throws?
It's something else. It's for something
because
else.
Because I'm just like, should I buy a second piece of cheesecake? You know what? Fuck it, I will.
I will.
Retrieve myself.
Even with disadvantage, I rolled the highest.
I tied.
Yeah.
Right.
I rolled a one.
Yeah, you did.
So all that is bad. So you guys realize that this speech this man is giving, and he doesn't look particularly important, or there's nothing really distinguishing about him. All it is that he's talking about going to buildings, overthrow the rulership, overthrow your landlords, kill them in the streets. And you guys feel this overwhelming compulsion to go kill the sheriff. And in fact, you begin to go back towards the ship to accomplish said goal.
Yeah, you know, why are we even here? I don't care about the Nega Party. I don't care about anything in this town.
We gotta kill that fucking sheriff, though!
Yeah. Everybody begins to disperse. They begin to riot. They throw people out of buildings, and it's all very bizarre. And everybody starts fighting, and he hangs the mayor.
Yeah, hang that mayor. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back on the ship. Let's get back over.
Do we get a sense that the rest of the population is sort of like with this dude? Like they're like, yeah.
So that's thing that you saved against was a mass suggestion.
Ah.
Now whatever thing, and I'm doing a lot of explaining because it's all new stuff. Because of that shard that he absorbed or found him, same thing that you have. Has given him otherworldly extraplanar powers, and in this particular man, they've manifested as these powers of suggestion.
Sure.
Okay. And so he has this overwhelming urge to commit evil acts and do things that are bad. This shard is consuming the goodness in him, just like it's doing to you, but just slower.
I also like the idea that I was like, yes, I will kill the sheriff. And then I just stab a cheesecake because it has a little sign on that says the sheriff cake. And I'm like, oh.
So, I mean, Grant, really because I critically failed this role, I really can't do anything but go kill the sheriff, right?
Well, you guys had this overwhelming compunction to go kill the sheriff. So let's read Mass Suggestion and read what it says.
Sitting on the ship and waiting, like, yes.
An eternity later.
Sitting on the ship, it will go eventually. My hatred will
kill me. Say if you guys pursue the course of action they described to the best of your ability. So, what do you guys think that is? You guys go back to the ship.
Yep.
Okay. You guys know, you guys, Durinbor, do you guys have any skill in boating or navigation or anything like that?
Okay. Not at all.
Interesting.
I like the idea that fucking hang on, Grant pulls travels, spends the entire time awake, right, on the ship. He lands at the new place, falls asleep, wakes up, he's back on the other continent.
So because
does suggestion wake me up?
No.
Okay.
But you're not strictly asleep. You're very much like just sort of in a state of malaise. But to the best of your ability, you guys make your way back onto the ship. And despite anything to the contrary, despite your lack of knowledge about seamanship or anything like that, you pull anchor and leave.
All right. I've seen this in a painting.
Okay. Oh, so fuck. He's talking about the sheriff and Barth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit! Okay, off we go.
The instructions were to, overthrow and kill your boss, your
superiors.
Oh wow! Okay.
I like the idea that you guys never make it back to Bar.
I thought we were just gonna kill some sheriff we'd never seen before. Like, fuck this guy.
You're a benefactor. So everybody else back there in that town is like going crazy. You see like a plume of smoke in the
Oh shit! Okay.
But this I need you guys to make these survival checks to try and navigate.
Oh my god! If all of you die, I get new party members.
Do you want me making them? Am I?
Oh, do we?
Well,
18's fine. So this is not really like an ocean; it's more of a channel. It's more like the English Channel. Okay,
it's a river. So, you can't go anywhere else.
Vague directions, you can find your way back home. Okay. And you find your way, actually, oh, there's Barth on the horizon. What a coincidence. How about
drive this boat right up his ass.
It's like,
so stopping was never really your strong suit in boating school. So I imagine because Barth isn't on the coast, it's further from the coast. You see it on the hill over there.
Yeah.
Ramming speed!
Into the coast and get off.
Just like beach the ship. And... Right.
It catapults us off the deck. Good job, everyone. That was easy! I don't know why people go to school for that!
How long?
Kill this guy!
How long would that have taken us?
It really, honestly, it took 3 days. That's why you were... That's
where man, I would have had the best 3 days of my life, Graham. Like, if we're looking at this objectively, I have 11,000 gold pieces. My party is basically dead, right?
But you can't stand.
And I don't have to save them because I have no idea where the fuck they are, right? So I'm just like, you know, maybe the first day I'm just sort of like waiting, like on the wharf, waiting for them to come back. I'm like, what am I doing? And then I just go back to the shop, and I'm just like, maybe I'm just like, I spend my entire time just like walking through like a farmer's market or something like that, just like sampling fresh fruits and vegetables, and like arguing over spices with some dragonborn dude that barely speaks common, you know, like shit like that. And then I cook this big stew for myself, and I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be good. It's gonna last so long now that I don't have to feed four fucking idiots. And then
by the third day, you've erected mannequins of the party and having conversations.
No, man, I would have been like,
because you miss us so much.
I like the idea that like second day, I go to get up early to make breakfast. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna sleep in today, and I just blanket up over my head. I'm just like, you know, and maybe I'm triggered by like a sound effect of something crunching, and I'm like, get up, and it's like. No wait, Grant's not here. Oh my god, I can sleep.
So there you go. You guys are so Gormung. You're there at the cafe, like you were talking about before.
Yeah.
And you're like, feel relaxed for the first time, and then you see, Durimbor, Grant, and Gag just like walk by with purpose.
Yeah, I, like maybe I'm like I'm sipping like a coffee or something. It's like, these maker beans are really really good this time of year. And some waitress is like, oh yeah, no, I think it's really, and I look over and I'm just like, oh fuck. So maybe I just like I walk up and it's like, hey guys.
We're on a mission, goddammit!
No, hang on, you can talk. What's the rush? Where's the fire?
Well, it's gonna
not fire yet.
There's gonna be one soon. Yeah, we're gonna burn.
No, you're not. I'm not gonna let you. Yes, why are you burning down the office? What's happened?
We have to.
Yeah, they have to.
Has to happen.
Yeah. Gotta kill the sheriff.
Kill the sheriff.
Gotta die.
Burn the office. Cause chaos. Overthrow the government.
Kill everything.
Destroy.
Huh.
Destroy.
Okay,
He said, okay, guys, let's go.
Yeah. Hang on, yeah, one moment. I just...
That's consent. Well,
guys, let's... Everyone, here's what I'm going to do. Put your hand in here. We're going to do this together. Yep. Team up. Yeah.
Okay. Team.
Does everyone put their hand in?
Yep. Yeah.
I teleport us to the fucking, I teleport us to the guy's house in the other world, like where we found,
Oh yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Adventure's house. Let's see.
Yeah.
Come on. We need to kill the sheriff. We don't need to go to the Minotaur's house.
Yes.
Gormung, you need to make an intelligence check.
Okay. 17.
Okay, there you are. At that point, you guys, the spell sort of, I don't know, the interconnection of magic between your plane and this plane snaps you out of the suggestion.
Ah.
Okay.
Let's go kill the sheriff, guys.
No.
The moment you say that, I just Crystal fucking, I grab you by the shirt and just fucking backhand you as hard as I can. It's like, wake up, Grant. You're in a dream. Wake up, Grant. You're in a dream. And he just,
I think he's good.
Let me check. Wake up, Grant.
Oh, whoa. Wow. That's
Grant, why aren't you waking up?
Oh, Jesus. I'm awake, damn it.
Wake up, Grant.
You, oh, I think you're going to knock him out at that rate.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea as well.
So we're back in the plane where we found the Minotaur?
Yeah, like probably in...
So you got your magic again.
Yeah.
Oh! Does that affect my Iron Man thing?
No.
Okay.
All right, guys. Oh. What the fuck happened with you? Why were you hell-bent on that? Because you're not hell-bent on killing anyone here, right?
No.
I mean, I can
feel a little bit of hostility towards you now.
We still got the hostility in you, huh? Yeah, let me help you get rid of it.
That one's gonna leave a mark.
It's gone now.
Oh.
Stop hitting me, please.
Yeah, sometimes humans need an extra mile, you know.
Among you, without Gunter to tend them, the land kelp has sort of overgrown and flowered.
Can I take a
bitter?
Ooh.
This place is different. Right, so a few things, Gormon. Apparently Gags died.
He can't, he's immortal.
Look at the thing on his back.
Look, and I show him the huge gaping wound on my back.
That would kill a normal gnome. Of course he's immortal, I mean...
Well, it would kill a normal ox.
But is this normal? And I open up my shirt and show him the glowing...
What is energy with your nipple? Why is it doing that?
I have a third nipple, it's fine.
Oh, the thing in his middle.
I was born with it. You shouldn't make fun of someone's physical deformities. They can't control it.
So, well, what is that? Like a...
It's keeping me alive, whatever it is.
Okay, well, maybe we should... is it weak? Like, I like tap it with my finger.
No. But I can sense other people are being affected by this negative planar energy. Where, like, Negagax comes from?
Gormon, I think you would recognize that as it looks the same. It's the same color as... I mean, you know what they are, so...
Okay, I've seen this before. When we came back, you got run over by a cart randomly.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, he was crossing the road and just, you know, hit by a runaway cart.
You gotta look, that's right.
Cleaned him up, and I'm like, that can't be Gags, because he just died. And then, you know, you shot up in the air, like, well, something did, a blue light, this went, you know, blah. And then it split. So that
I saw that like,
kind of looks like that, you know.
So the Gags that you went back with wasn't Gags?
No. I didn't go back with Gormon.
I like the idea that I teleport back and show them the corpse of Gags like smushed underneath the fucking like sewer.
I don't care about no squished gag. That will kill the sheriff.
Wait, how do we know that this Gags is Gags then?
I am Gags, goddammit.
He said he is.
That's what the other gag said.
I don't give a shit what the other gag said. That's Negagax. You know he's full of it. He's a suave-ass son of a bitch.
There's one way to tell.
That is something Gags would say.
There's one way to tell if this is the real Gags or not.
Cut his head off.
I like, you know, turn around.
Count the rings inside.
And then I turn back and I say, Gags, I've got two things in my hand. They're both edible. Do you want to put them in your mouth? I open my hand. There's like a rock with honey on it. And then there's like a bunch of kelp leaves with honey on it.
I eat the kelp leaves.
You sure you don't want to eat the other one as well?
I lick the rock.
Okay, this is
the real game. I just like honey!
What does that prove?
I just like honey!
Well, I mean, if
What was
look,
it?
Gags is a pretty simple individual. He licks anything with sweetness.
He licked a rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to sleep while we're not sure if he's actually Gags.
That's great. Stay up forever. It's not a big deal.
Cool.
You really should get some rest, though.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Prove it.
They're just like, just like push him.
I think like that actually knocks me out. So I'm getting some sleep now.
All right. There you go. Got some sleep.
So, time for you guys to come up with a plan.
Right.
We've got this time, it's time in this space moves slower, right? So.
Not theoretically. No, or faster. Remember, it seemed to move faster.
So, let me get this straight. A guy with another one of these things inside of him told you to go kill your benefactors, and you decided, well, fuck it, jump back on a ship and kill the sheriff?
Yeah, was impressive. I should go to boating school.
Graham, in my knowledge of spells, because I've actually learned spells and shit, like traditional stuff, would I know what they're talking about?
Make a arcana check.
How's a 4 day?
I mean, you would certainly know that there are spells for influencing behavior, but this seems, I mean, we're talking hundreds of people all at once. It's that seems extremely powerful. Like the world's most powerful wizard couldn't muster that.
It seems like something from another plane, maybe, because I know for sure as fuck there's nothing in our world that can do something like that. I mean, at best, maybe a bard conning someone into buying them a free drink, but nothing to this extreme. So
I'm telling you that whatever happened to me happened to a bunch of people in our plane, and this negative planar energy is in them, and it is just messing it up.
What happens if we remove that thing from you? Are you going to die? Do you know that?
I have no idea, but probably.
So if we just remove it from whatever creatures are affected with it, they'll die?
I don't know how you remove it, though.
I mean, with an axe?
I chop them in half. That is the very blunt... Well, I guess not blunt since it's an axe, but that's a very direct approach of doing so.
Oh, I mean, we could tie like a string around it and sort of just...
Put it in a door?
Pull it out like a tooth?
I was thinking maybe we could... magically extract it or
with what magic? I mean, over here we can throw fireballs at each other all we want. Like you and me were playing catch with a fireball, you know. But over there we can't do nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Magic's coming along, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I think soon I can do like some cool stuff. I've been practicing a little bit. I can make myself run faster. But that's not the point. So, I don't know how long this thing will keep guys alive. Will it run out of magic? Will he just die? Will he
I don't know. Away? But as long as I'm still kicking, apparently I can sense where these people are.
All right.
So if they're causing havoc in a ruckus, we could certainly find them and put a stop to it.
So here's what I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
We go back.
We're going to need a different boat.
And what we need to do is we need to somehow work out a way to mute whatever magic is coming out of these things. Like, because if it's a suggestion spell and if it's covering an entire town and it made you guys literally get over an entire ocean to kill someone.
That's very powerful
magic. It's very powerful magic. So we're going to have to find a way to make ourselves somewhat immune to that sort of suggestion, because the last thing I want to do is, you know, tell a nega person how to cook up my friends, because let's be real, I could make you tasteless bastards actually tasty, so I don't want to do that.
Why don't we plug our ears?
It's less of,
he's awake.
It's, if it's anything to do with magic, it will be less about hearing and more about just generally, like, imagine, do you know the story of Medusa?
No.
All right, so imagine a spell that works only if you look at someone. Now imagine if you could understand what someone says even by reading their lips or something like that. We're not sure whether a suggestion spell works like that or whether it works with hearing. There's a lot of ifs and buts, and the problem is if we get it wrong, we only get one chance, really, right? You know?
Why don't we cut his throat?
I mean, that's the plan, right? We kill the thing, and...
Oh, good. I like these plans.
Really?
Still
because
gonna need another boat.
Okay.
I think we should let loose Grant with some alchemist fire.
Well, that actually might be the plan. Like, if the suggestion spell where is a radius effect, we could potentially just snipe him.
Are we sure that this is Gormung? He seems different.
Why?
Gormung.
No, look, I've had 3 days to rest. I'm a different person altogether. Three days without you guys was like, you know, I'm back to how I was when I was, you know, full of hope and vigor.
Hold on. This is the one way we could test him. Your vegetable quiche is dry.
You're probably right. I'll have to add more stuff.
Yeah, it's not him. Let's kill him.
If this was Gormung, he would have punched my face in.
If this wasn't Gormung, how could I have teleported you here with this amulet? I also have this magical armor and this magical axe. If this is really a doppelganger situation, I sure as fuck wouldn't be able to duplicate ancient magical pieces of technology.
And, you know, Nega Gormung looks like a little baby.
Really? I look like a baby?
Yeah.
That's gross.
You're almost as small as me.
Yeah.
Then how come Nega Gag doesn't look like a fucking paladin?
Well, he is a beautiful paladin.
No, he still looks like a little shit, just without skin color.
He's a little pile of smush in the corner right there. You see him right there.
Well, I think because he came out of me and I'm beautiful. I don't know where the other Mega Party members came from. But you all saw it. Well, Durimbor didn't, but Gormung, you and Grant saw Mega Gags come out of me.
Yes.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
But Mega Durimbor didn't come out of me. Well, I didn't see him.
So that's why he's all buff and shit.
Maybe you were asleep.
Maybe you pooped him out.
You know, that you did have that really spicy chili that 1 week.
Yes. So let's teleport back. Let's talk. Okay. Let's work out a way to block this magic, because if we can't use magic anyway, the least we can do is stop magic from hurting us. Right. And then we go over there, and we put a knife through whatever spindly shit is inside of his chest. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I like it.
Okay.
Wait. Sorry. Don't mean to slow us down here, but what if they're immortal like Gags is?
Well, they can't be. There's only, like, you only ever have one immortal in the world.
And I think they're powerless without their heads.
Well, look, if they're immortal, we can do the thing that you always do with immortal things. Cut them up in little pieces. Right? Cut them in little pieces. Put rocks in the box and drop them in different parts of the oceans.
Why do you know that?
That's some messed up shit, Gormung. Look, man,
I had a lot of chance to read fantasy novels. I've always wanted to read fantasy novels. I had 3 days.
I didn't know
you. You know, I slept in the other day for the first time ever. I didn't have to make breakfast for you cunts.
This is definitely not Gormung killing.
No, he's got to be Gormung.
I'm just happier.
Yeah. Ladder, you might be mind controlled a little bit, but wait, good Gags. There's no one with that chest piece in town, is there? There's no one with that shard in town, right?
Barth?
Yeah, because they could be influencing.
Graham, did I sense anyone in Barth that is afflicted I am when we were there?
Now that you've snapped out of it, the time that you spent under the suggestion is all very cloudy and hazy.
Okay.
We'll have to go back.
Yeah.
It doesn't work across planes. We got to go back to Barth, and maybe I can sense someone.
I'm just saying, what if Gormung is being mind controlled like we were?
Oh, well, I would think that I'd be able to feel that.
Also, you guys would probably be fucked already. Just gonna put that down.
True.
His axe deals 21 points of damage.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You guys have 36 points of HP, so.
Yeah.
I could literally kill one of you. I could kill all three of you in 3 turns, right? Like,
what's a turn?
It's about 10 seconds. So
10? I thought it was about 6.
6? Okay.
Yeah.
So quick.
I love how in this plane everything is literal. Like all the rules are spelled out. Like we talk this way and we go back. We're like, what the fuck were we just talking about?
We're just we're just you know, play characters in a game of make believe. I mean,
that makes no sense.
This shit is way too real.
Did you know that I'm played by a slightly successful white guy with a pretty okay beard, but not as okay as most of the other people in the group?
Oh, at least you're not played by some guy who can't even grow a decent facial hair.
Oh yeah, that would suck.
That would suck. Genetics right, must be a bitch.
Let's reel it back in. All
right. So we need to go back. Carbon, we need you to take us back to the future. I mean, to our home plane.
I never understood why they said future when it was the past. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah.
Intelligence?
Yep.
Graham, I go to the exact point in time that we left.
Okay. Cool.
Boing.
Cool.
Right.
Do I sense anyone in Barth?
Make a saving throw, intelligence.
Intelligence saving throw. 14.
You get a this time it's a little more intense. Slight headache this time. Mm. Okay. Somewhere in the high city.
Okay. There's definitely someone here that's been afflicted. Yeah. Up by the rich folk, by the nobles in the high city.
That's not good. Might be someone important.
Could be the sheriff.
Maybe. If it's the sheriff, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. He's pretty strong, despite his age.
Well, listen, why don't we just go check it out?
All right.
Okay. If you start feeling compelled, like with nega gags, let us know, and we'll get you out of there.
Okay.
Don't need to be testing your immortality.
Yeah, I don't want to test it anymore.
Hi guys.
And see what's going on at least. But we gotta take it easy. The last time we ran into someone like this, well, Gormung, you saw what happened.
No, actually I didn't, you guys saw.
We wanted to kill the sheriff.
I still want to kill the sheriff a little bit.
Yeah. Not as strong though, I assume.
Did he cast any magic or like what was the thing? Did he say
it was just talking?
It's just shouting.
Yeah. Oh, it sounded real good at the time. So good that I crashed the boat onto the shore.
You know what? Let's actually go buy some earplugs first. Yeah.
I thought that was a stupid idea.
I mean, it's not a stupid idea, we just don't know how it works. So we can't be safe that that's the only thing that's going to happen. But if it's just them talking, sure. Also, don't look at their eyes or their mouths. Look at their feet. Maybe. I don't know.
Didn't know you were into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What? Not dying? Yeah, I'm totally into that.
Yeah, what a prude.
That's me, missionary right. All the way.
So, off to murder, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
off to observe.
All right, you guys go up to the the gates to the high city.
Yeah, I mean, well, we look for earplugs first, but yeah.
Well, you guys have little bits of cloth that you can put in your
Okay, that works. Your, cool, perfect.
Little bits of cheese. But yeah, you make it up to the gates of the high city. The gates are closed tight and barred from the outside. And there are four guards standing outside, kind of turning people away, saying, no, you can't go in right now.
Do we still have our, like, guard badges?
I don't know, do you?
I never had one.
I never gave one to Grant.
I was allowed one. I think maybe it got confiscated after the dwarf debacle.
It was mostly after the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
after the, destroying of a quarter of the city.
I didn't feel that at the time. I didn't feel like your protecting the city was in your best interest. So, it was hard to convince me otherwise.
I mean, I was protecting it from overcrowding.
I walk up to the gate and knock, Graham.
You knock. There are four guards that are standing in the way, and they say,
"Oh, standing in the way." Okay, sorry. I thought they were standing on top of. Anyway, it's like, "Excuse me,
excuse me, guards. I need to knock.
Can't go in. Some sort of plague."
Would it be something to do with a light that fell from the sky?
Don't know. We were told, don't let anybody in under any circumstances. Some sort of infection going on in there.
Well, we've actually built. Well, we just came from a city across the ocean. What was it called again, guys?
We
weren't there long enough to find that out.
Similar situation. It was some sort of mass aggression, sort of sickness. Anyway, we've worked out a cure for them, and we're here to spread that to all the towns that have been affected. Strange lights fell from the sky and have imbued people with weird abilities. If you allow us in.
Or my make persuasion chip.
Okay.
Negative one. Can I give him bardic inspiration?
Doesn't sure. Matter, I
crush that shit. All right, in case you need it.
Well, what do you do? Yeah.
You know what? I'll use it right now.
Okay, well, I say, just remember, everyone will always believe what you say. And I stroke his thigh.
1d4, 1d6.
1d6.
So 17, Graham.
All right. They look at each other. They kind of huddle together and
what if he's right? But he's an orc. I hate orcs. Yeah,
basically. And they say, if we let you in, we can't let you back out.
Well, I mean,
be contaminated.
What if we fix the problem?
Well,
will you let us out if we fix the problem?
Well, obviously.
Okay. I mean, great. You want to open the door?
All right. They go and they open they take the bar off and they open the door a crack and they look inside. And you guys hear like some sort of screaming inside. There's a screaming happening. A woman's scream. And you guys file inside.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door behind you and...
It plugs in, boys. Boop.
Boop. What? What'd you say?
Huh?
What?
You guys see... the first thing you see is that woman who is screaming. It's a young girl. And she runs across the street being pursued... by what appears to be three blobs of melted candle wax. Like literal three blobs of white goop with arms and just kind of like roiling across the ground with teeth.
Are they the size of candles or?
They're about the size, they're about waist high.
Oh, so he's being chased by little things like this.
Gags is pretty lethal and he's only about the size of a penny, right? So
that's right.
Yeah
but they move a lot faster than you might think, and they actually they begin to attack the woman.
Intervene, please, Jim.
Yes. Right.
So you rush up.
Let's intervene. Yes.
Yes.
Stab them. Can I stab them?
You've got an axe, so you'd slash them.
13?
13 still hits.
Let me roll the damage. 21. All right.
I'll all right. So Gormung takes one of these things and cuts it down the middle. Just falls apart into a pile of goop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I need you guys to roll initiative.
17.
Where
the fuck is
19
again? Oh, so there. Okay.
Six.
Yeah. Or does it, technically I'm going first though, but and I just had my turn, so let's go now.
So skipped all our turns.
I'll take a shot at
The girl.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at the girl. Hey, you're looking hot.
You ever been stabbed, baby?
You look like you've got a bit of wax in your ear.
I'll take a shot at the. Is there one in combat with you, Gormung?
They're clumped together. There's two creatures, heads and arms, and they're all very scary looking.
Yeah.
And blobby.
All right. Well, I'll take a shot at one of them.
They look like the Pokemon Grimer if you pellet swapped it to white.
Right.
Oh, that's actually what I imagined too.
Yeah, that's what I imagined as well.
15.
15 hits.
Actually, I was imagining the fucking candelabra from Beauty and the Beast just being all like. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, you know. Do I get my sneak attack?
Well, Gormung's adjacent to it.
Okay. And so is the girl. She's an enemy of the wax.
Yeah. This is a short bow arrow. The arrow just flies into the creature, blasts apart a huge chunk. These things are not particularly hardy. It is the consistency of candle wax or slime. You blow an enormous chunk out of its face. Its head, or what was part of its head, rolls to the ground and melts into a little puddle, more liquid than solid at this point, like paste. Gags, Grant, anything else?
No, that's good.
Yags.
I am going to. Okay, so I have this spell, Dancing Lights.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to see if they create heat.
They do not.
It does not. Okay, damn it. All right. I'm going to run up and do a stabby stab with my rapier.
Okay. Yeah?
15.
Yeah.
Deep. Six.
Done. You don't kill it, but you deal it a grievous wound.
Yeah!
Okay, Durimbor. Last one.
Stab.
No, misses. Oh, yeah, that hits. Just kidding.
Five. Second attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four. Nine.
Right. It falls apart into a puddle. The girl has been saved.
Yay!
Yay!
Hurrah!
She looks very frightened. She does appear to have wounds, like she's been bitten or scratched and stuff like that. But she is very startled and says, get me out of here. She says, she kind of grabs onto Gags, being, you know, a foot and a half tall as he is. Buck 50. And she grabs onto his shoulders and hugs him for sort of stability. And is like sobbing uncontrollably with fright. Then down the street, you hear... sort of a window break, and you see a man walk out of a store window. You see four of the creatures following him. You see two more creatures come out of a blacksmith shop four doors down that way. You see like a mob of the creatures over there by the fountain over there. You see one of them on the rooftop for some reason. There's two creatures coming out of the chimney over here. What do you guys plan to do?
How far away is the what are we gonna call these guys? Like the the sense of the evil planar shard guy. How far away is he from me?
Right in the middle, the capsule estate.
Shit. And does it look like... Are these creatures... So I know they're sort of all over the place, but are they emanating from a central location?
I don't know. What have you determined from my descriptions?
I mean, it seems like they're kind of scattered all over.
You want to make investigation?
Yeah.
Let's call this extraplanar sense. It's really more of a sense of extraplanarness.
Okay. But it's still like an investigation role, right?
Well, I mean, that was more like we're going to call your detection of these people.
Extraplanar sense. Gotcha.
Okay. This is an investigation just see if you can work out where they're coming from.
All right. So, Jesus, 10.
Unclear, unsure. They appear to be. So.
Okay. So I feel like whoever has the extraplanar shard in them is somewhere near the council chambers.
And what about all these people?
I don't know if it's related to all these little wax balls, but I'm going to use my common sense ability and say that they're probably related somehow.
Makes sense. Right. We should kill the media threats. Gormong, you want to handle the storefront? The blacksmith. Grant, you take care of the one on the roof.
Girl has passed out in the middle of the street.
Gags,
I was actually going to ask you, is there any way that you could pretend maybe shout loudly using magic, get the attention of everyone to maybe see if they can draw these little goobers to us? Or maybe even like make sure all the people get to like a single place so that they're easier to defend. And then
I don't really have that kind of magic.
Okay. What about if you get to a rooftop?
The closest thing I would have to what you're describing would be message, Dave. And that is only for one person.
The girl kind of comes to, she kind of groans, and all the color is drained from her face, like she's dying or seizing.
Graham, Jesus. We ignore the GM giving us information.
All right.
Shit. Well, no, I was going to say, are these people turning into these things?
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe so we just killed people.
Perhaps we should kill this shard user.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think we need to head towards where Gags's interplanar direction compass is all pointing.
Right. Sure.
Grant, do you think you could keep us out of the sight of these things?
All of you? I mean, the Gormung is loud as balls and exactly.
I'm sorry. Do you not like the fact that I can really hurt things with my giant axe? Is that a problem?
No, I like that. I don't like that you're really loud and clunky and kind of goofy.
I'm goofy, motherfucker. Yeah. You.
Please, guys. People are dying.
Gormung.
Yes.
And you should make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. I am going to use my Indomitable to reroll that.
Okay.
16.
You have a bit of spider sense and roll out of the way as one of these creatures lands plop exactly where you just were. I need you guys to roll initiative.
I mean, I was in a party with the previous.
Yeah. 10.
The girl on the ground is now going into convulsions. Her skin is becoming more and more pallid. She is her skin is becoming translucent.
Oh, that's fucking gross. I always hate that shit in science when you like see like whatever's inside of the host just being like woo swimming around and you're just like ugh. Yeah, no, nasty.
Grant, what do you do?
There's
now. So she's turning into one of these creatures. There's one creature in your midst. And now, as far as you can tell, there is a whole horde of them sort of triangulating into your location. And maybe specifically Gags' location.
What?
Because you got the fucking blue thing in you, man. Come on.
I close my shirt.
Oh, they walk away.
Based on your mastery of spatial geometry, you have about two rounds before the horde that kind of closes in on you.
Man, the fucking zombie wax people are fucking gross.
Yeah, wax blobs.
Can I kick the thing away?
The lady?
Yeah, sure.
What would that be?
A melee attack.
Okay. 12.
Okay, that hits. Kick.
Should we run?
Where?
Yes!
Gags, which way?
Go ahead and roll it.
Where's the
roll
council?
You do damage to it.
Okay.
So.
10, duty.
D4?
Yeah. It's divided by 2, but in any case.
2.
1.
All right. What else?
Which way, Gags?
Towards the council building.
I run that way.
All right. Gags.
I follow. But before I do...
Because you kicked it away. Let's say that. Gags.
Before I follow, am going to cast... What is it called?
Poison spray.
Oh, right. Shit. I extend my hand towards a creature I can see within range. Range is 10 feet, so the closest one to me. Creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 2d12 damage.
Rolled 17.
He is good. Fuck.
What's it called? 15? 14?
He is a bit presumptuous. 14. It.
All right, so I will disengage.
Okay.
Yeah, and start heading towards the council building.
All right, with Grant. Yes. Gormung.
I'll go to the council
building. I hop in his pocket.
All right, council building. Durimbor.
Durimbor is, he's just going to have both his rapiers out. He's also just going to follow suit.
Okay. Durimbor, as you're leaving, you feel you take attack of opportunity from the girl.
It's fine.
Okay.
She wants that dingus.
Girl's always in on me.
Does 12 misses you, I imagine.
Yeah.
But you do feel sort of like the last little remnants of hand that she still has left grab your boot as you run away, as her face begins to melt, and she turns into one of these zombie-faced creatures. As her clothes, her hair, her skin just sort of begin to slough off in big blobs.
Oh, and she turns into a
blobby creature. Great. So you guys running towards the council building.
Yeah.
Athletics checks.
Woo!
I'm great at these. Oh, that's not too bad.
Athletics.
Oh!
Holy crap, damn.
I win the Olympics.
They don't let children in the Olympics. So.
You guys are able to bob and weave around. The creatures are not, even though they're faster than you may have thought, you guys are still faster than they are, especially being adventurous. So you're hopping over barrels, you're hopping over, puddles of goo that other people have destroyed seemingly by accident, broken glass, busted doors, various bits of clothing and armor that have been sort of dropped in haste. Shields and weapons that have been dropped from various people. And you sort of reach the council estate. The gate has been shut and locked very heartily with a chain and a padlock. Once again, just for Grant, for the sake of awareness, you know that anytime you stop, you are always within two rounds of being... sort of closed in on. So you guys are at this gate, this huge padlock. It's the only, there's four gates, but this one is padlocked.
What about spikes on the top? Can we get over that way?
Spikes on the top there is, but maybe a small price to pay.
I look at Goromon and I'm like, throw me!
What, at the slimes? Okay.
No, over the fence!
I throw him over the fence.
Alright, make a, just make a normal attack. It'd be strength-ish.
18.
Alright.
I throw him into the building. The building collapses.
Gags, you land on the side or on your butt. Okay, anybody else?
I climb.
Climb. All right, athletics.
Aw.
I know.
13.
How's a 3 do you?
Durimbor, you do take 5 piercing damage from the spikes at the top.
Okay.
Grant, you only take 2.
Oh. Wait, what?
But Gags is okay. Gormung is okay. All right, you guys are inside. The slimes, the creatures, the blobs are continuing to close in. They sort of begin to fill in around the gate and around the brick work. What do you guys do next?
So there are none of the blob people are in the compound.
You're not sure? You want to look? Perception?
Yeah.
You do see what you may expect to be what these things leave behind, sort of this translucent trail inside the compound.
So gross.
Okay.
Is my chest compass pulsating harder?
Yeah, must be upstairs in this council estate.
Whoever's got the shard in them, they're upstairs, guys, inside this building.
All right, we're heading in.
All right, front door's locked from the inside.
Like barred or like padlocked?
I don't know. If you try to handle, it feels barred from the inside.
Window next to the door?
You want to look inside or you just want to bash it through?
I'm just going to throw like a statue or whatever through it.
Okay, yeah, statuette. Yeah. Some heft. Smash. All right.
Oh, come on. That thing was nice.
The window?
The ADT alarm goes off. The truck shows up.
Yeah, though.
There's zombies out there. He's like, sir, I got to give you a ticket.
Yeah. Intruder, leave the house.
All right.
Yeah, climb through the window. Yeah.
Oh.
You can climb through the window, but Gags, once you kind of get to the windowsill, you do notice something. This window, the main foyer of the council estate, sort of the waiting area, if you recall coming in the very first time.
Right.
You recall my description, it's actually kind of sunken. So it's actually, when you open the door, small staircase, sunken sort of foyer area. And what you see, it sort of disgusts you. You look inside, you see that at least 30 or 40 of these creatures have been corralled and are now stuck in this foyer. The door's been shut from this side. The door to the council room has been shut from that side. Barred.
I kind of look back. I'm like, guys, I don't know if we want to go in this way. It's kind of like Shaun of the Dead when they're like, are there any out there? And he looks over the fence and he's like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
You see the creatures from outside the estate begin to try and like move through the bars, and you see that they're kind of getting through the bars slowly.
Oh,
like,
Jesus Christ.
Let's climb the outside of the building.
Okay, yeah.
It's upstairs.
Climb the outside of the building. Athletics.
Great at this, guys.
God. Okay. Let's
keep suggesting this. Oh, no.
Haha, beat you guys.
Oh. You can just climb up there with one hand.
Pew.
Yep.
Gormung, this is only a 2-story building. You're able to get up to the first awning that overhangs the front door, and then you're able to help people up. 10's good enough. Durimbor, you're having a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble, in fact, that by the time you get to about halfway there, there's actually a few of those creatures that made it through the iron grate inside. So you're going to need some help from somebody.
Someone going to give me a hand?
Yeah, sure.
How do you help them?
I don't know. I mean, like, can we clear the way?
Rope, 10-foot pole. He's clutched onto a windowsill and he can't find the next place to go.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, can I throw him to a more suitable ledge?
Well, he's down there. You're gonna have to go down there and get him.
I see. Okay. Fuck, I don't know. A rope, I guess, from an adventurer's pack is the only way, really.
All right, great. Durimbor, you know how to climb a rope. You climb a rope to the next landing. Gags. Yes. Whatever is emanating, whatever sense, whatever person has a shard is in the room that's immediately on the other side of this wall. Okay. So there's a wall, basically a brick wall here. There's a sort of a line of very thin windows on top. Sort of like sort of like we'd think of like an auditorium, like, you know, a thin line of windows on top.
Yeah. Can I get a boost up there to like look like are they opaque windows or can you see through them?
You can see through them.
Somebody give me a boost.
I mean, can you just climb on me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I
like the idea that everyone's looking in and you can't. You're like, eh.
So, what do I see with my special eyes?
Perception. Gags is taking his time. You see more and more of the creatures are phasing through the gate.
14.
You guys are the creatures they're coming to find. 14. Okay. You see what appears to be a locked room. The door has been barred from this side as well. One of these blob creatures, but it's very large. Largest one you've seen before. And it's just kind of sitting there, and it's sitting in a far corner. You can see it is sitting in a far corner, and you can see armor, like shed armor, on the other side of the room.
Shed armor? I don't...
Like, as an armor, like that it's not said, wearing.
Like, they took it off.
Left it
behind.
Kind of like, you know how in the movies they always have those scenes where, like, the camera pans slowly over the bedroom and it has all the clothing everywhere. It's like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
And you see weapons, too, like...
Is there a trail of slime going through, like, the middle of all that shit? As in, like, it used to be a person and now it's not?
Door that's now locked. Shedding the armor, sort of this huge, almost the whole room is covered like in Vaseline.
If I describe the armor to Durimbor, does he recognize it?
I don't know. Durimbor, intelligence. Yeah.
Intelligence, 11.
Gags, I want you to also make an intelligence check.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen most of these people before, right?
Right. Yeah.
Intelligence.
With two 11s, that's general's armor. Like, high ranking.
What's his name?
Commander.
Yeah, Commander Major.
Major. Yep, that looks like his armor for sure.
Oh, shit. Guys, I think Commander Major is a blob.
God damn it. Graham, what's the quickest way to get into this room with like a window breaking a door? Like,
it crawl through, but it's gonna be tight.
I have a fucking battle axe. Can I take this door down?
Door? You guys are standing on the awning outside the. On the second floor, you'd have to get inside, go inside, and come out the door. But you're gonna have to either blow through the wall or blow through the windows.
Let's go through the windows.
Windows it is.
Windows. Right.
You guys, you know, through your ingenuity and your 10-foot poles and whatnot, you're able to out the windows. I'm going to, at that point, at the moment you guys break the windows to climb through, one more roll of initiative.
Hey, decent roll this time.
For you.
Grant.
Damn, Grant is just killing the initiative rolls.
It's pretty much the only rolls I've been killing, to be fair.
It's like you guys got a plus five in it or something.
Grant, what do you want to do? As far as you can tell from the sounds and the stuff emanating from inside, this creature is louder. It is emanating light. It is bigger and looks stronger, and it's sort of leaving little piles of goop as it rolls around.
Oh, is it pooping out goop monsters?
I don't know. Is it?
Gooping out goop.
Grant, what do you want to do?
Can I stealth in and...
I stealthily break the window open.
Wait, have we not broken the window open? Sorry.
Window's been broken.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Although that probably did attract some attention. Yeah, can I stealth in and hold my action until basically the meat tank has charged in and and since
make stealth check. Yeah.
30?
All right. Yeah. You slide in, sight unseen. Durimbor.
I'll follow suit.
Okay, climb in as your movement. No stealth, fine. Good. Gormung.
I run in and attack it.
Okay. Climb in, attack, there it is. Making the very low rumbling sounds, almost like crying. 13 misses.
Come on.
13 misses. All right. Just kind of like phasing through. All right, anything else?
Nothing I can do.
The creature will retaliate against Gormung. It will bite and then bludgeon with its fists.
Okay.
But the bite's first. That's going to be 21?
Yep.
21 hits. So the bite's going to... You're only going to take 4 piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That needs you to make a constitution saving throw.
What's the DC?
New business.
Is it less than 24?
Less than 24.
All right, so that's our marking point, guys. So anywhere between 23 and down is the DC. So.
Right. And then we've got a bludgeon you as well, Gormung. Okay, that's only going to be 6 misses. All right. And then it's going to stay where it is. It's going to attempt... it's going to stay in the corner where it was. Gags.
Yeah, so can I try to use message on this?
Sure.
All right, so basically message says I can cast spell through solid objects if I'm familiar with the target, and I know it's beyond the barrier, so I've not gone through the window yet.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to follow a straight line. So basically, I point my finger towards the creature within range and whisper a message. The target and only the target hears the message and can reply and whisper that only I can hear. So I'm going to send a message to the blob, and it's going to be, Commander Major, can you hear me?
Okay.
Bloop once for yes and 2 for no.
Grant, what are you doing?
It doesn't whisper back?
Not yet.
I will take a shot at the blob.
Okay.
17.
Okay. Hits.
And 25.
All right. Unlike the little blobs, this blob sort of just like takes the arrow and slorp.
I hate it when they slorp.
One more.
Drimbor, it's got a blade seeing. Yay, blade seeing. I actually have that skill. And I will engage it in melee. First attack, 10. Second attack, 16. And for 7.
Just kind of like Gormung, it's kind of like, all right, well, it's sort of like a situation where you like cut through it, and then like the top half and the bottom half just goes like slurp. You know, it's still pretty much the same size. You're hacking off bits of material.
It's Terminator 2, guys.
It's still slurping.
Go down, slurps.
Gormung.
Attack one. 17?
Yeah, hit.
And 20. Both for 21.
Okay. 21 and 21, right? 42. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. The creature will...
Hey, man.
First, it will take a bite at Durimbor. Okay?
Bite me.
I got Sentinel, so...
Okay.
I get another attack. And, yeah, you're within 5 feet of me, so it's still going to get the attack, obviously. 15.
15 is what you need to hit.
Wow, okay. I rolled high damage again. 21.
Durimbor, does 19 hit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hit.
So you take 3 piercing damage, and I need to make a constitution saving throw.
Yes, I'm great at these. 9.
Okay. And now it's going to...
It's under 23, so...
It's going to bludgeon Durimbor with its fists. 15?
Misses.
15 to no-go. Gags, you hear a voice in your head that says... sounds like the Commander Major in these...
10, hut. Major, what? Major on deck.
Yeah. He says to Gags...
being a slime is pretty
we
squishy.
All float down here.
he says, call off your ally. He says, like, call off your allies.
Well, I don't
like
I don't like the sound of that.
Keep killing him. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
this is awesome. I can't stop it.
Alright. It's Commander Major, guys, but he can't stop it, so I think he's gotta die. And I pull myself up like on the window and I cast poison spray.
Okay. Constitution save?
Yeah, 14.
Wait, so you're saying that he can't stop it to us, but he wants us to stop him? Wants us to stop hurting
him? Seems like it.
Only rolls a 5.
Alright, so that is 2d12 damage.
All right.
Yay,
Gags. 13. All right, sounds good. You begin to see like a bit of material be eaten away by the poison spray. Anything else?
I'm just making sure there's no lasting effect.
You guys are kind of surprised to see that Gags cast a spell when he normally wouldn't have any slots or anything.
Yeah.
Grant, what else? The blob says aloud now. This time it says, kill me.
Okay, I kill him. See, as he's a willing participant, I assume I just kill him. I assume that's a short attack. 12.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Drimble.
I tried.
Drimble slice.
Euthanasia is illegal in bars.
Stab.
Yeah.
Offhand attack.
Okay. No.
Action surge. Attack.
No.
Come on.
Oh my god.
21. There we go.
Yay.
10. Action surge is down.
Yes. Gormon.
Okay. All right. After seeing what Gags' acid attack did to this thing, I'm going to pull out an acid vial, Graham.
Okay.
And I'm going to uncork it. Now, as an adventurer, I would know how to use these. Is it better to just tip, upend it, or is it better to apply it to a weapon and then apply that weapon directly to the forehead?
It depends. In this particular situation, probably pouring it.
Yeah, because it's just a cube or whatever. Yeah.
Did you just make a head-on reference? I did. Applied right to the forehead.
I did. Yeah.
All right. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll open an acid vial in there.
All right.
I think it's a D12 of acid damage. I can't remember what that fucking shit is. Let me check it up.
I don't have it.
Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Core Players Handbook.
Okay, equipment. Adventuring gear. Adventuring gear table. Acid vial is 1 pound, but it doesn't. Acid vial, where is it?
2d6.
2d6, yeah.
What if, I wonder if you put the acid vial on it and then you smash it with your axe.
Fuck yeah, damn. Dude. 12 damage, mate.
12 damage. You guys watch as Gormung smashes the vial across some sort of like instrument or ceiling fixture, smashes acid all over the creature. The creature begins to dissolve. And actually, at this point, you guys begin to see that this, the first time you've seen the sort of the crystal or the shard, it sort of becomes exposed.
Gormung applies that shit directly to the forehead.
Yeah, I Diablo that shit. I beat Diablo. I take out his cursed gem and I push it into my own forehead, Graham. And then I become Diablo.
That's what happens when you fail your willpower checks. Become the, Diablo.
The creature, the blob, sort of reforms around the to protect the.
Oh, you know what? As I see that doing, I action surge.
Okay.
And I get in there, Graham.
And do what?
I'm gonna hit it. I'm gonna hit it with my hammer, axe.
My hammer axe.
It's a hammer axe.
It's a what was it called? It's like the halberd, but like a hammer. God, Walzer used it. Lucerne, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah, 23.
Oh!
Okay, and you guys, Gags?
Yeah?
I need you to make a strength saving throw.
What? Shit. Alright, hold on. Okay. Whoa! 17.
All right, Gormung, you do 21 damage, right?
Yes.
All right, Gags, you take 11 damage.
Oh.
The shards are some very, through this investigation, you find out the shards are somehow linked. Any damage a shard takes, you take. But it also explodes. The crystal explodes in the creature's form into little bits of crystal. You guys see that almost immediately all of the structural support, the creature head goes away and turns into a puddle. And then, in a very grotesque and gruesome manner, I don't know how else to describe this, it turns back into Commander Major, but he is a puddle.
Oh, God. Oh, sick.
Does it, like, turn into him and then he just into a puddle?
No, it's more like a red puddle with, like, a salsa.
With bits of Commander Major in it.
Kind of like
it's he's like the cilantro in a salsa pudding.
Gormung, you have an option. You struck the killing blow on this crystal. The crystal is magical energy in and of itself. Do you want to snort it and take the spell slots?
Oh man!
Oh.
So I'm curious, Graham. Yeah. Is this sort of artifact? Can it be taken and studied?
Well, you have destroyed it. It's basically just a cloud of magical dust at this point.
Okay, then the answer is put it in my nose.
Let's go. Oh shit!
He's taking it.
Roll a d8.
So 8d8, you said?
A d8. 1d8.
Okay.
Look at the smile on Graham's face right now.
Six. All right, Gormung, you have 6 spell slots.
Fuck yeah, daddy.
Oh, okay.
But you can only cast necromancy spells. Oh, yeah.
You can only set yourself on fire.
Yeah, you feel charmed up. You feel good. Gags.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe questionable behavior on Gormung's part. Not sure. Getting a weird twinge of self-doubt of your party at this point.
Do I sense anything? Like, does Gormung feel weird to me now? Like in my chest area?
Make an inside check.
Okay.
Look inside yourself and find out.
Well, you gotta ask yourself.
19.
Do you spit or do you swallow? I tend to swallow, so.
So the real answer is no. Okay.
Okay.
You don't feel anything untoward happening to him, but the sort of trade off between the damage being transferred to you and the spell slots, that sort of trade off seems like it's more of just like the logic part of your brain's telling you this could be trouble in the future, dramatically speaking.
Sure.
But yeah, you also feel like, with that insight check, that crystal was a little one.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That was a big one. They get bigger and tougher and stronger and bigger. The more time this happens, the bigger they'll grow and the stronger they'll get.
All right, so I'm going to relay, obviously, that information to the group about this was a small one. Also, how when we destroy a shard, it hurts me, but also that they are safe to snort for magical power.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
You guys hear a scream from outside. You look outside. You see that over there where you killed those three creatures, there's like three halves of three people.
Oh. Are the other blobbies, do they turn back into regular people?
Back to normal.
Oh!
Wait, what about the ones that were like trying to squish through the gate?
One of them is currently stuck through the gate with some of the iron grate like through him. He's alive and he's okay, but he's just... in the gate.
Why do you ask these things, Greg?
Why did you have to say, why did you have to bring that up?
Because if they were all dead, when you go outside, it's just going to be a mess out there. If they turn back into people.
What about like if two of them like were trying to get down a small alleyway and they just like sort of became one glob?
Just like he's hanging in the fence, like guys, can someone? I've got something in me.
Got a situation over here. Yeah.
I seem to have gone inside of Jerry, and now I can't get out of him.
And you won't shut up. Yeah.
So
Jerry's got a big smile on his face.
For the sake of drama and the sake of speediness, let's fast forward. We're going to fast forward 1 week.
Okay. Yeah.
The commander major is dead.
Yay.
Clearly something bizarre is going on with Gags and Shards. The sheriff and Mr. Khan, and with some correspondence from the Iron Wolf via Jeff.
Yes.
You guys are seemingly responsible for this. You guys need to take care of it.
We're responsible for it?
For the shard.
Yeah. So... you have been tasked. Travel to the various townships, all the various Pokemon style, and clear out these crystal people, okay? Because it's only going to be bad news, and with this war going on, they can't afford any more trouble.
Yeah, do we have a license to kill?
Yep. Hunt crystal mega mutants.
But they, as we've seen today, or last week, they turn back into people.
They could.
So
who knows?
If we accidentally kill a couple of slimy dudes, and then they're dudes, are we going to be in trouble?
The Iron Wolf paid for the funerals and the sort of. You did have to pay some gold to those people who you killed by accident, but it kind of swept it under the rug.
Couldn't be helped, kind of situation. Kind
of like I swept the dead body of Gags under a rug. So.
Couldn't be helped.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and they might not all be gloopy monsters. I mean, the guy that we saw on the other continent, he wasn't a gloopy monster.
Yeah, as far as you can tell, they're all different. People, the crystal affects different people different ways. Shows sort of their true natures.
I always know he was a slime ball on the inside.
Yeah, he was always a blobby guy.
He was always a blobby man.
Okay, so guys, I'm going to put something to you. I'm fucking dead tired right now. I'm sorry. I'm barely
hanging on to the threads of life. Are we able, do you guys feel comfortable like calling the show here right now?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a good stopping point. Yeah.
I got to what I needed to get to. We got to the point that I needed to get to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I'm
we
sorry.
We actually did that pretty fast.
Yeah.
Well, it was all, they're all very, if anybody wants to look in the monster manual, they're called Lemures, Lemure. They're blobby devils. Mm-hmm. They're like very low level devils. They have like 7 hit points and they're very easy to kill. So it's really more of the like the a fear kind of horror type thing than anything mm-hmm. else.
All right.
But I'll show you a picture.
Oh yeah, cool. Tuesday.
Dave's like, kill me.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Just as just described.
Jesus. That's kind of horrifying, actually. Yeah, that's pretty horrifying.
It's like someone went into a wax museum and started like turned up the heat, and all the people were just like. Anyways, guys, I'm sorry, we're gonna end the stream early here because I'm just fucking wrecked. So let's go around and do some shout outs. Sheepdog, we'll start with you.
What's up? I'm Sheepdog. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search for me and you can find me. In the interest of Henley's sanity, I'm gonna end it there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Speaking about sanity, let's go on over to Mr. Floof Knight. What up, sir?
Hello, everyone. I have very little because I am playing Ark. I will continue to do so. Thank you for watching.
Fantastic. And last but not least from the players, we have Lord Spooty himself. Mr. Spootnik, what up, sir?
Hey, Spootnik71 on Twitch. And you can find me on YouTube through there. And check out Motion Sickness, the show, on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Great. Graham, let's talk about your stuff now. Mr. Shadhack.
Always be making 3 words. I put up the last thing I put up. First of all, I made 1 video of me putting together the Legos like I said I would. And just kind of talking about stuff. And I also did a tour of my classroom, which is my workspace. So kind of like what my workspace looks like and how it's set up. So that in the future, kind of know what the baseline is, where we are, that kind of thing. Some a sense of place for those videos.
Nice.
I won't be here.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. I'm sorry that we're ending early this week. I'm, as I said earlier, just completely fucking wrecked. We had the launch of Gambit Season 2 tonight, and I don't know, maybe I put all my mental faculties into that, but I'm so fucking wiped right now. Anyways, guys, if you haven't already done so, consider following the channel. And if you're feeling real saucy, why not subscribe? Get access to my cock and spread it all over the internet. Tomorrow, this week, we will have Whiskers and Whiskey Episode 6. It will be without Mythmatic, and instead, we're going to have a new cast member who goes by the name of... drumroll, please. His name is Zippy Zippo. He's a Twitch streamer here on Twitch, I guess. and, yeah. LA at Night... actual gameplay starts on Monday, so come check that out. And guys, that's pretty much it. Board Games, a Bit of Bros as always, and yeah, have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.